This is the NewsRamp Science Podcast. It's Tuesday evening, April 7th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Study explores whether a common vitamin could fight brain cancer. Researchers at the University of Calgary are exploring whether vitamin B3 could help fight glioblastoma, a challenging brain cancer. Early studies suggest niacin may enhance immune function when used alongside traditional treatments. Clinical trials with more patients will determine if this combination therapy improves outcomes. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. are developing future therapies for glioblastoma, potentially opening new treatment options.
Biomed News Breaks: Nanovirusides NYSE American NNVC files for rare pediatric disease drug designation for NV-387, a potential measles treatment. This filing, in addition to a previous orphan drug designation, could lead to a priority review voucher upon approval. With no existing approved measles therapies, this move could advance NV-387 in the market. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
The Fluor Minerals Inc. bolsters report on positive PEA nears gold production. The Fluor Minerals Inc. is making strides towards gold production with a positive PEA report. The Canadian company is gearing up to restart its gold mill and process material from its nearby project in the Abitibi region. With a low capex project and robust economics, LaFleur is optimistic about its near-term operational profits.
Upside Gold highlights results of historic data compilation at the Kena Gold Copper Property. Upside Gold Corp. highlights the results of a historic data compilation at the Kena Gold Copper Property in southeastern British Columbia. Decades of exploration data reveal a large gold-copper mineralized system extending beyond the historic resource estimate, with multiple drill targets identified for the 2026 program. The compilation work has improved understanding and identified areas for potential mineralization expansion.
Heidelberg Pharma II present data from its ADC technology platform at AACR Annual Meeting 2026. Heidelberg Pharma AG will present preclinical data from its amanitin-based ADC HD-103 targeting metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer at the AACR Annual Meeting 2026. In San Diego. The data shows promising results with HDP-103 demonstrating target-specific binding and robust anti-tumor activity in patient-derived xenograft models. The ADC also exhibits a manageable safety profile with transient off-target effects. These findings support further clinical development of HDP-103 as a potential treatment option for MCRPC patients.
Mining news breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE American, NYSE American, TMQ reports Q1 2026 results. With $47.80 million in cash and progress at its Alaska projects. Federal support includes a proposed $35.60 million investment. Ambler Metals expands operational capacity as permits, infrastructure, and exploration advance for a fully funded 2026 program. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Lahontan Gold Corp. strengthens position in growing global gold cycle. Lahontan Gold Corp. strengthens its position in the global gold cycle, offering investors exposure to the advancing Nevada development story. Recent activities at Santa Fe show continued progress. Gold's unique role as a store of value and portfolio stabilizer remains strong, making Lahontan Gold an appealing option in the mining sector. For more information, Visit rocksandstocks.news.
Researchers discover why solid-state batteries are prone to short-circuiting. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have uncovered why solid-state batteries are prone to short-circuiting, a major obstacle in their development. These batteries are seen as the future of energy storage due to their efficiency and safety benefits. Companies like QuantumScape Corp. are closely monitoring these findings as they invest in solid-state battery technology.
Anything else, Kevin Cento? I'm Stowe Bullitt. As in say, let's go back to the end of the show where you will be invited. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.